The first sports talk show for your sports weekend. The fastest 60 minutes in sports. It's the League Sports Talk Show on 94.9 The Fan and The Fan app.
Good morning, Nashville. How we doing out there this morning? Drinking, sipping that coffee, taking the dog for a walk, and just starting out a beautiful day in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are here in the studios, Cromwell Media Studios, chilling like a villain here this morning on a Saturday. And we are live. We are fake. We are recorded. We are live. We are the League Sports Talk Show, the very first sports talk show, the first responders of sports, ready here on a Saturday morning to talk sports. And I've got with me Sedge to my left.
Hey,
V. What's up, Sedge? How are we doing this morning?
We're doing good, man. Excited to get into this football talk today, man.
Ooh, yeah, we're gonna have some fun with that. That is for sure. And I got V over here to my farther left.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Three piece, man. I'm taking this sweep.
Yeah, okay.
You said it, man.
All right. And then I got the Encyclopedia of Sports on the far side of the building over here.
Good morning, Nashville.
How's Randall doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I picked five, right? I said five.
Yeah, you did.
Five. Okay, I want to make
Denver
sure.
Denver and five, you did.
Because you know sometimes people in this booth get short memories.
Yeah.
I picked it in five. I want y'all to make sure I picked it in five.
Yeah, but hold on. More pieces to the chicken.
Yeah, hold on. I'll make a note of that. No, I won't. Actually, I don't have a pen this morning. Actually, I do. So, yeah, it's a good morning, and, man, I'm excited. I'm going on vacation today. Nick, the producer, is out, and we've got my man David here.
Dave.
Chilling,
Dave.
Too, in the house. So, excited to have him, and excited to go on vacation. And, you know, I'm feeling good lately. I'm feeling physically strong, emotionally tough, mentally tough, and the physically strong went out of me yesterday morning.
You play basketball?
No. That was a week ago. That's a once a month thing, or once every 6 months. I can't remember. But you know how when you're an athlete, and my kids had called me for years "Athlete," through the years. But I'm feeling great going into yesterday morning, and I start about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning yesterday, and I'm like, man, what is that? And that was this thing somewhere in my right upper back neck, and I don't know if it's a pinched nerve or whatever. I used to be able to define these things. Right. With Koji, you get an injury, right, guys? Yeah. I mean, you get an injury, you're like, yeah, that's my oblique. That's my bicep. That's my calf muscle or my hamstring or my quad. I don't even know where it's at. I mean, it's just a pain somewhere in my upper doggone.
Somewhere.
Right? Yeah, somewhere. So, but you know what? It's going to go away, and I'm feeling good. You guys are looking good, and we're ready to go. We have a new segment, guys, that we're going to start today, and we're going to start every show with this. And the segment is called Awesome or Awful. Mm. Awesome. So it's what did you see over the last week in sports that was awesome? And what did you see over the last week that was awful? And I've got mine. So you guys be ready here in a moment. But my awesome moment, and not just moment, but awesome season really, is the Oklahoma Sooners women's softball program, gentlemen.
You are so wrong.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
It always happens. It's starting too early today. I don't know, David. Uh-oh. What the heck time is it?
Look.
We're 3 minutes into the show, and it's already starting. Go ahead, Randall.
That was my pick also. I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole series.
Oh, you did? Okay. All
right. And
so we're in agreement on this.
53 in a row?
53 games in a row.
That's a machine.
Three in a row?
It's amazing.
We'll probably win again next year.
Probably be four in a row.
So that's 6 in 10 years.
Yep.
7 overall.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, you think about, their overall record this season, including the run that they got in to win the national championship, is 61-1.
And they lost to Baylor.
Is that who they lost to? I was trying to remember who they lost to.
4-3.
No way, really?
4-3, they lost to Baylor.
So they were 2-1 runs away from completing a perfect season.
Right. They should have been eliminated by Stanford.
What did they go to the final game? I didn't watch the whole every game.
Okay. They beat Florida State for the championship.
Yes.
But the game leading up to, they play like a a series of right. East side, then you win the series. Then when it goes to championship, you play a fresh game of three.
Right,
fresh
right.
Three.
Yep.
But they had to get into the championship series, they had to beat Stanford. And Stanford had them down. 2-1.
Wow.
Then they scored, they tied it in the last inning, and then about the eighth inning, they just exploded.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, fathom this for a minute, gentlemen, and everybody out there in the sports world. 61-1. I mean, and you know, listen, I put some study into this over the last couple of days since they won the championship, and you know, just that number of 61 wins, yep. Right? I mean, it's unbelievable to fathom.
Right.
I mean, you're not, listen, I've coached, you know, everybody calls me the coach because I'm the coach, and I've coached a lot of football games and a lot of basketball games, and not one time did I go into the season thinking, you know, we're going to win everything and every game, and you want that, right? But, I mean, this team is amazing, and it's incredible to see. I don't know if we have anybody out there that is on that team or in that program here that's from Nashville, but if they are, we'd love them to reach out to our Facebook page and the League Sports Talk Show.
Oklahoma doesn't, but Florida State has a third baseman, Kaylee Harding.
That's from here?
From here, yes.
Awesome.
She's from Murfreesboro.
Awesome, awesome.
And if you saw the championship game, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Florida State hit the ball solid, but those athletes for Oklahoma.
It's incredible.
The pitcher, Jordy Ball.
Yeah.
She's a junior, by the way.
Well, yeah, see? I mean, they built dynasty, we use the term dynasty, but, I mean, I looked at some other sports teams and records that, you know, were pretty amazing, and you think about the 07 Patriots, you know, going 16-0 in the regular season, and then 18-0, and then finally lose and end up, what, 18-1?
Mm-hmm.
72 Dolphins finish a championship season going 17-0, of course. And then I remember, 2015-2016, Golden State's record was 73-9.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose to LeBron and the Cleveland in the championship. And then you got your Chicago Cubs, Edge, 116-win season. Mm-hmm. And then you've got that shortly after that, I think it was 2001, I'm not sure about that, Randall. Seattle, 116 wins.
Right.
You know, that's awesome in baseball. But I'll tell you, I mean.
53 in a row is hard.
Yeah. I mean.
They last lost February 19th.
Wow.
They lost to Baylor University.
I mean, to win 53 games in a row is just phenomenal. So hats off. That was my awesome moment of the week, and Randall and I agree for the first time in history that was awesome. I have an awful part one and part two.
Uh-oh.
Do you want me to do both, or you want me to just do one?
Do both.
Let me do both. All right. My awful moment was, and I feel for Vanderbilt baseball and the Vandy boys, where you know they make it to where they're the sixth overall seed in the tournament. And they get a home regional to be able to play in, and lightning strikes physically and literally to where they get almost a four-hour delay in their game against Xavier, not a power school in baseball. Basketball, yes, especially they used to be. Xavier used to be really strong in basketball. But, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, and then, oh, boy, batter one, out. Batter two, out. Mm-hmm. Batter three, out. Out of the tournament, off the season, done, over with. Mm-hmm. That was my awful moment of the week because, you know, anytime there's delays in games, and you're the better team, they're the better team by far.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, essentially when you only have three outs to get, Vandy boys, you know, I mean, all it would have taken was a hit or two and they get a rally going, but they didn't. They lose 2-1. Coach Corbin, I'm sure, probably one of the more devastating, crushing blows, losses to the Vandy boys.
Did you hear the interview, the post-interview with Coach?
I don't think I did, no.
It was horrible. It was horrible. He was beside himself.
Was he?
Yeah, he didn't think that they were going to lose that game.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, when you build a program like Vandy has built over the last, you know, several years, good number of years now, I mean, I can imagine, Sedge, that, you know, just the, you know, it reminds me, V, it reminds me of the finality of the final game, you know, just that finality, you know, that it's, oh, God, it's
done.
Over.
And, it's done.
And when does it set in? And that was just tough. So that was my awful moment. Of the week and my awesome moment of the week. My awful moment, and I could go off on this. I'm not going to, though. Maybe I will. And so CNBC was the first to release this, and I'm a big golfer. Big golfer. Yeah, I went.
I figured you was going there.
Yes, yeah,
this is
going to
be good conversation.
And I'm sitting there, and I don't remember where I was doing. I was actually watching ESPN. Mm-hmm. And again, CNBC was the ones to originally break this, a merger of the PGA, the DP Tour, and Live Golf. All right. So initially, this is how I took this, and I'd love to hear you guys chime in. Initially, I took this as, I'm a PGA guy. Yeah, okay. You're back, Seve Ballesteros, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson.
Lee Trevino.
I could go back.
Sam Snead.
Yeah, true, pure PGA golf. And, you know, I watched the Live Golf Tour, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, and I watched it, and a lot of money. You could finish last and walk out of there and, you know, be able to pay your mortgage for the next 5 years.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, so you could suck as a golfer and be a pro golfer, chilling in your shorts because you're allowed to wear shorts and Live Golf tournament events, probably drinking. I don't know if they're drinking or not, but
they were on a plane with all those guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were drinking. They were definitely drinking.
You got that, and you got the
John
music.
John Daly anywhere near him?
I don't know.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, boy. I just saw the Live Golf Tour as kind of an experiment, and, you know, I watched it, and some of the golf was okay. You know, I didn't know most of the names. They lured away some of our top pros from the PGA Tour and gave them a lot of money. Rory McIlroy, they offered, from what I understand, they offered him $1 billion or something like that.
I thought Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods as well.
Yeah.
And they stood their ground and stayed with the PGA Tour. So first I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, there goes the PGA Tour, you know, in terms of the mold and shape that I've seen it, knowing it for years. And then I started thinking about it here in the last day or so. And, you know, bothers me about sports. The one thing that really, I love sports more than anything, right?
Right.
Well, not more than anything. I loved you, Jen. I love my wife. Sorry. And mom and dad, I love you too. Right. But I'm just saying in general, I love sports. And the one thing I don't like about sports is when the business side takes over, you know? And to me, it kind of hit me in the last couple of days. This is just a pure business decision.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. And I think, and I'm good. Get back to you, Coach.
Yeah,
I think the reason that this merger happened, if Liv was allowed to give these huge signing bonuses to get these golfers, they were going to eventually take all your golfers. Especially, you know, how you have the ones coming up through college. So think about it. You come through college, you got to go through all this Q school, and now you're telling me if I'm the top guy out of college that Liv will give me 5 years or 2 years, $150 million.
You're right, right.
You were going to eventually start losing your future in golf. You are.
They was going to go anyway.
They was gonna, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You give me, Randall, you got to go to Q school. Randall, here's $150 million. I'm taking the 150.
Of course.
And then play 3 days.
Yeah, 54 holes.
54 holes.
Yeah, which is the Roman numeral. That's the 54 is the Roman numeral. It is Live golf.
I already got a guaranteed contract. Now I have a tournament. If I win, get an extra, 4 or 5 million? And then we play group play.
Yeah, your teams.
I can win another $4 or $5 million. So, I mean, I think if you look, Coach, at every league, there's been some type of merger.
Sure, yeah. So AFL, NFL, one.
NBA.
ABA.
NBA, ABA. Yep.
And so, I mean, so why? I'm not really surprised. The business side, the Saudis have a lot of money.
They do.
a lot of money. I think the PGA just couldn't turn their head away from it.
No, they couldn't. And, you know, a lot of people are going to argue it. You know, initially, the other argument or debate, I should say, that I had within my own brain was, you know, it's you know, becoming a part of Saudi Arabia and their you know, their structure to their country. But that's their own right to, you know, structure their country however they want to structure their country, right? And whether we agree or disagree, and I disagree on a lot of those the things.
Yes.
But the reality is, you know, they, you know, there's a lot of corporations and businesses that are tied to, you know, different countries throughout the world that you wouldn't agree with either. It's just Saudi Arabia stands out because Saudi Arabia is probably the most powerful of all of them. And so the stories stand out bigger. And then you had the World Cup there. And so, you know, I'm now realizing, you know, and wrapping my head around the fact that it's a business decision. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if anybody knows what it's going to look like with the PGA Tour now.
And that's what I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah.
Okay, you merge. We know the PGA, how their rules are structured. And we know with LIV, it was 18, and everybody, what I call a shotgun start.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So,
And they played three rounds. So, I mean, so how, what's the middle ground?
Yeah, and I'll be you know, I don't want the PGA Tour to go away from their format. Listen, I'm just going to be blunt. The LIV Golf Tour and their events were weekend, you know, Monday the country clubs closed and we're having a big tournament and everybody comes out and shotgun start. Sometimes it's too deep on every tee and you got the beers flowing and all that stuff. And that LIV Golf, I mean, that's what that was to me. You know, it was more of a vacation probably for a lot of these guys going over there. And, you know, a lot of the guys that were lured over there, like Sergio Garcia and Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson and some of the others, you know, the reality
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they go over there and they have their fun. Okay, all right, well, let's get back to PGA golf and let's get back to please do not change the structure of our tournaments and our weekends and what that looks like. Fine, you got all the money, you know, LIV Golf, you got all the money, whatever, but leave the structure alone, please. Because it's going to tick me off if this thing changes and, you know, we see shorts out there and all kinds, you know, whatever.
I'm looking for, what's the change? When you merge, what's going to be different about the game?
I'm very curious.
But the funny thing about it, I'm like, Coach, something happened. Somebody met and pulled this off. Because, like you said, you know, golf is not the same. It's universal now. But something happened for them to sign, and then the way they found out, you know, it seemed like it was under the table because everybody at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, who watches golf?
Some of the players were like, you know, like didn't know.
I'm waking up and this is what I'm hearing. So apparently, the way it looked, the deal was already made. It was just the fact of it coming out. I think that's why everybody was kind of shocked.
I'm like, Coach, I want to know how when you merge with LIV. Something has to change.
Yeah.
I want to see what's the change. You know, we know the money. Saudi's got plenty of money. Something has to change.
Well, Saudi was sitting there. I'm like, Coach, they was there. Who flew over to make the change? Because somebody had to be.
Yeah, something. You have a good point, V. Because, you know, I'd love to. And I'm sure we're going to know here in the coming days what transpired to all of a sudden go from, because it was, you know what, the other thing, V, is to your point is it was a dead calm. You didn't know anything was going on.
Nope.
And think about that for a second. In the world we live in now, and there wasn't any type of a tip or nothing. It was just all of a sudden, boom. Here it is. There's a merger. And the next thing you have is Rory McIlroy behind the mic and, you know, saying, you know, he seemed very sad and down about it in the press conference I watched. And anyway, you know, we'll see what happens, but that was my awesome moment, part two. And, my awesome moment. What do you guys got? Do you got an awesome moment from the week
the
or
Yankees
an awful
pitching? Yankees, the pitching, man, it's terrible.
They haven't woke up yet.
I mean, man,
they haven't woke up
yet. I'm sitting there watching, I'm saying, I'm looking on the TV and I'm doing like this. It seems like they get to a point where they all right, and then pitching just goes.
And plus, Giancarlo Stanton just came back off in reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Judge went on reserve. So give them after, excuse me, after All-Star break. They'll be just fine. Their team that you have to just, they missed Steinbrenner. They missed George Steinbrenner.
Boston just beat them last
night. Yeah.
The Yankees are just going to always be the Yankees, you know? I mean, but is anybody going to catch Tampa Bay in the AL East? I don't think so. But what other things? Awesome or awful?
Well, my awful was the ladies ball softball team losing.
What?
Uh-oh. That was awful to me. I'm a balls fan.
Oh, okay. So he personal.
Yes.
It was personal. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I mean, they did good. They did good.
They ran across the buzzsaw. Yeah. Florida State was ranked 3 in the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they shut down Kiki Malloy.
Yeah.
But they didn't stop the young lady from Hawaii.
Right.
Cindercott should be, no, she shouldn't. Jordy Ball should be the softball player of the year. No doubt. That young lady is an awesome baller.
It is. I wonder, maybe I shouldn't, because I really don't follow women's softball much, but is there like a professional women's softball league here in the United States?
Yes, it is.
Kind of, sort of?
Yeah.
You know what? That needs more publicity. Because I should know that. I should know the name of the league. I should know what it is. David, I don't know if you can bring it up on a computer and see what the name of that league is or something like that. But I'm curious because
I want to say Alliance.
Because I wonder what the next step. I mean, there's a next step for just about every sport, right?
Right.
I mean, if you play beach volleyball, you got the AVP Beach Volleyball Tour. If you play golf, you got the PGA.
You play lacrosse, they got a league.
You play lacrosse, they've got a league. So I'm curious about that to see if. But yeah, some of these ladies that have that much athleticism, mm-hmm. you'd hate to see it just end mm-hmm. with you know what they do with college. So, but you know we'll start the show every week with the awesome and awful, and moving on to the NBA. Mm. You know, yeah, Randall's happy. His arms are in the air. You know, he's happy. The series 3-1 now. Denver, kind of what we expected, right, Randall?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it, Miami is good, but they're not that good. They're playing like an 8 seed would play, I think. I'm saying they're playing like an 8 seed. They really haven't, but almost all of a sudden it just looks like Denver is not in control. It's theirs to lose.
Too tall. Too long.
Yeah. Athleticism, phenomenal. Yeah. And once those guys get rolling, man, in Denver, I mean, and, you know, then Miami, think about it, Miami has to go back to the altitude to play one game, and that one game is going to end by Denver's win on Monday night.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just don't see any way that there's any possible way. And I'll say this right now.
No push-ups.
Yeah. Well, Corey will be back next week. He's up at a football camp up in Louisville. But
Corey,
we should get a shout-out to you. But I'll tell you, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
The Joker is the best player in the NBA, hands down.
Yeah.
I won't fight you on that.
Yeah. Hands down.
I won't fight you.
I mean, you know, the way that they grow European players is something that the United States should take a look at. Mm-hmm. Now, I know we're dominant for the most part in world competitions with our players here in the United States. But what do I mean by that? That we should take a look at how Europeans train these kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a 7-footer, okay, you're rolling like a point guard sometimes. If you're a 7-footer, you're shooting threes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're any of that, I mean, if you're a big dude, you can do it all.
Yeah.
And Jokic, I haven't seen.
Huh? Do it all.
I mean,
do
it
all.
Yeah, he does.
Only person you can get close to him would be Dirk.
I was driving in thinking about that.
7-footer,
yep.
Shoot it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can shoot it, can ball, inside out. I mean, anything. And that's the Joker. He's, to me, hands down the best player in the NBA. And honestly, we could say Joel Embiid got the MVP. He ain't even close to I was talking to somebody at work the other day, and it's amazing how fluid and how effortlessly he plays ball.
He shoots.
He literally, it's ugly at times. I mean, it's not this beautiful jump shot,
Well, he shoots like Larry Bird to me.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Goes over back his
yeah,
head.
Back yeah. over his head. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, bottom line is he's the greatest player in the NBA right now, and I've got some great fun we're going to have here as we take a break and we're going to start the second hour. This is the League Sports Talk Show. We're going to roll with NFL football the rest of the way, ladies and gentlemen out there in Nashville. I see you out there. We'll be right back.
Opinionated. The first 3 years of this deal are just ugly.
Passionate.
College football players forever have been putting their body at risk.
And well-connected.
Jimmy Johnson, the Hall of Famer.
Vaughn Miller is now joining us.
A-Rod is joining us.
Sean Payton time.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Weekdays at 11 on a station built for you.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd on 94.9 The Fan.
This is the League Sports Talk Show on 94.9 The Fan and The Fan app.
All right, we are rocking this morning here in Nashville and, you know, driving in, I can't even believe this amount of there's that much traffic at 6 o'clock in the morning around here. Somebody was telling me that, I guess the CMAs are in town this week, so maybe yes. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I still wouldn't be up at 6 o'clock in the morning for CMAs. There's nothing going on at 6 a.m. anywhere, is there?
Breakfast,
right? Going there, so should be a fun weekend for that. And what's really fun is that we got the OTAs going. They got the mandatory camps going. You know, we're still a bit. You know, kind of in a little bit of a sports lull because the finals are getting ready to end Monday night, I believe.
Yes.
And, you know, we still have college baseball. Those Tennessee Vols men's team is rolling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to see them win a national championship. Yeah, go Vols. Love to see them win a national championship. But it's all about football for the remainder of this show, gentlemen. And I'm excited. Yeah. I'm very excited to see what the Titans are going to do this year. And we are actually, guys, going to step into every single division in the NFL, and, you know, we talked about it in an earlier episode that the NFL just kind of does everything right, and, you know, and now, and even their off season. I mean,
yes.
We're all the, you got the finals going on, and we're still talking NFL football, and, of course, we're an NFL town, which it's one of the reasons I moved here to Nashville was because I wanted to go somewhere they had an NFL franchise, and they have a heck of a one, and they put a great show on out there. At the stadium. Love it. Can't wait. I'll be there opening day, September 17th, the Titans and the Chargers. And looking forward for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually bringing my parents out for that game.
Oh,
so,
that's nice.
And my son, so one of my sons. So we're going to have some fun for that. But let's talk a little bit about these divisions. And it was interesting. I kind of started diving into each of the divisions. And we'll start with the AFC since we're an AFC city. With Nashville, and what I want to do is I want to hear from each of you as to who potentially can overtake last year's division winner in each division in the NFL. And we'll start it with the AFC East, okay? And you got the AFC East with your Buffalo Bills, your Miami Dolphins, your New York Jets, and your New England Patriots. Last year, the Buffalo Bills, 13-3, won the division. You know, I expect them every year when they get in the playoffs to do something and land in the Super Bowl, but for whatever reason, they haven't yet. And I don't think they're going to do it again this year. But your division winner last year in the AFC East was the Buffalo Bills at 13-3. And you have the other teams that are in there. So who do you think of the other teams? And you can say it's Buffalo all over, but I'd like to hear out of the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets. You know, last year the Dolphins were 9-8. Patriots were 8-9. The Jets were 7-10. Out of those three other teams, who has a chance to overtake the Buffalo Bills, or do none of them have a chance?
I'm going to say the Jets. And the reason why I'm saying the Jets is because they got a good quarterback. We know who the quarterback is.
I agree, but no. and y'all pay close attention.
Miami,
especially if Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Ends up a Dolphin?
Yes.
It's a done deal.
Done deal.
Okay. They already signed?
No, he's been.
Oh, you're saying it's a done deal that they win the division. I got you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think you're crazy, but.
You take the pressure off the quarterback.
Is that why you're wearing a purple shirt today in honor of the Minnesota Vikings where he's being traded or being let go?
They have a history of doing bad trades. Ask the Cowboys when they traded all those picks for Herschel Walker.
I remember.
They have a history.
Ask the Bears because they give us everybody. Alan Page.
And I hate to see Dalvin leave like that because I think they're devaluing the running back now.
Yeah.
It's all a money issue to get ready to sign Jefferson, of course. If he lands in Miami, Dolphins. Okay. I'm gonna buy me a Dolphins shirt.
So you're really? You're gonna buy a Dolphins shirt.
Waddle. Tyreek Hill.
I thought you were. Aren't you a Cowboys fan?
That's the only team I love.
Okay, so why would you get a Dolphins T-shirt?
Just to make you upset. Gotta make Coach upset. But
I don't wear the colors of other teams, man. I don't care.
You don't?
No, unless never. I lost a bet. No, heck no.
Your team has. Don't even have a city. They the San Diego Chargers.
Okay, here we go.
Keep the blows up big.
Just throwing daggers at my heart.
Miami.
They left San Diego and went to L.A.
Miami.
All right, so you got Miami. Sedge, who do you got? You already said the Jets. Who do you got in the AFC East that could potentially dethrone the Bills from winning the division?
I'll say Miami. I don't think they're going to win, but. I think they're putting the pieces together, and you can tell their play. I think a lot of time, and I listen to a lot of sports talk when you're talking about, say, it's a pick. It's entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Rodgers going to the Jets is entertaining.
It is.
For football, because you've been hearing, Green Bay, Green Bay, Green Bay, Green Bay. But it's entertaining for him to go to the Jets, so. They're not winning that. They're not going to beat the Titans. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a Bears fan, and Rodgers beat us to death. So I'm going.
You're just happy he's out of the division.
And you said it, buddy.
Yeah.
You said it. I am so happy. And
so is the rest of the division. Yeah. I mean, they're, so, you know.
It's entertaining, Coach.
It is entertaining. Yeah. It is entertaining, and he follows in the footsteps of Brett Favre, which is kind of weird to say, going to the Jets. And
they were doing good before Favre got hurt.
And I guess his next team is going to be the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
Maybe. Maybe. So I'm going to say, that I don't think that any of the other three teams have a chance to take over the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East.
No.
And I'll say it for a couple reasons. Okay. I don't know if Tua is going to be able to stay standing. Okay. I don't know. I mean, that's a big question mark. Watching those head injuries that he took, that one of them they said wasn't a head injury, that definitely was a head injury. I don't see any of the other teams. I mean, it takes a bit for a quarterback to step in and take over a team. Leadership-wise, sure, but you still have to have guys in the right positions. You know, there were throws that Aaron Rodgers can make that nobody else can make and still make, but he also had guys that he trusted. And when those guys that he trusted that he had played with a long time, right, left – that's when you saw the downfall of the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback position. So I don't see anybody in that division overtake. New England, certainly not.
No.
Buffalo has lost a lot of people, good people, on their defense.
Yeah, they have. They lost.
Offense is one that you don't – they score a lot of points.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of points. They can put points on the board anytime you blink. Mm-hmm. So in the AFC East, I just don't think anybody is.
Wow.
So let's move on to the AFC North.
The defense wins championships, Coach. You know that.
Does it still?
It still does.
No.
See, I don't know. That's a debate. That's a debate. That's a debate for another day, Sedge, because
as the Kansas
you know,
Chiefs.
It's kind of a yes and no. I mean, you know, now the league is – you said it. Actually, Randall said it earlier that, you know, the position at running back in the NFL is not what it used to be, you know. And it's not thought of as this incredible piece that you have to have where you're going to hand the rock off 30 times to the same guy. It's just not that. Now, maybe if you're in Tennessee with Derrick Henry, maybe that's the type of offense you run. But that's one thing about the Tennessee Titans. We'll get to them in just a minute, that they're going to have to change. They're going to have to change their offense. He's going to have to change some things. But in the AFC North, you've got the Cincinnati Bengals who finish at 12-4. You've got the Baltimore Ravens who finish 10-7. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers who finished 9-8, and then the Randall's Cleveland Browns finished 7-10.
Yes.
Okay. Randall has like eight favorite teams in the NFL. You know, I noticed that about him. You know, so that's fine. Whatever.
Okay.
To each his own. That's not real fandom, but I mean that's okay. You know, look up the word, Google the word fandom. Mm-hmm. You know, and we'll give you the definition. But I'll start first, and the only team that I think can overtake, I don't think Pickett's going to be anything in Pittsburgh. He's all right.
He's still young, but he's fun to watch.
But I think the Baltimore Ravens have the biggest chance to overtake the Cincinnati Bengals for that division title. Why? They've added Odell Beckham. You know, it was, I know. But all I remember him is watching him before he tore his ACL in the Super Bowl. And he looked really good. He hasn't played a lot of football lately, so maybe his recovery makes him super healthy. But I think more importantly than that is not Odell Beckham, but it is the fact that Lamar Jackson is probably happy now.
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember a game, a Monday night game, him standing on the sidelines, wearing a hoodie, wearing a skull cap and sunglasses. It was nighttime. And sunglasses with his arms crossed the way David, our producer's arms are crossed right now because he's a Ravens fan, and just did not and did not look happy. Did not look happy. So I'm going to say my pick in that division is going to be the Baltimore Ravens to overtake the Cincinnati Bengals. What you guys got?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Ravens. This is a non-contract year for Jackson, and he's ready. He had some injuries to start last year, didn't he?
So-called injuries.
Yeah.
I think he starts
off fresh. I think they have a phenomenal year.
He made a business
decision.
And they
overtake the Cincinnati Bengals in that division. That's
Baltimore
my
Ravens. All right, so we got two Ravens. What you got, B?
Ravens.
About three. All right, look at you're making David the producer's day right now. Everybody's like, man, these guys. All right. Yeah. Why do you think them, V?
Well, I think you made the captain happy. You put the cereal in his bowl, and now he got a crunch. You know, I think in that case you have to look at it. And man, you know, a lot of those guys, man, that stayed in the pros, you know, you beat them up. You know, you beat them up. And I think he, to that point, he's not beat up yet, but and he's running for his life, man. And, you know, how much longer can you play with the joystick? You know, he's running on borrowed time. But I think they're putting pieces in to help him. I say 5 years, and that's it.
Yeah, and here's the thing about Lamar Jackson. I wanted to comment on that is – Lamar Jackson, I'd have to look at the stats on this, but he runs the football probably more than any other quarterback in the NFL. Yeah.
Yes.
Or very close to that. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that runs the ball. And the best quarterbacks in the league do not do that.
No.
The best quarterbacks in the league, like a Aaron Rodgers, like a Patrick Mahomes, you know, everybody thinks of Patrick Mahomes as a runner.
No.
He's not. Okay, he's a magician. He's smart, and if he sees 7-8 yards, he can pick up with his feet and get out of bounds. He'll do it or slide, right?
Yep.
You know, Josh Allen, same thing. Joe Burrow, same thing. You know, all these guys that Lamar Jackson needs to take note.
Yeah.
Because you know, and if I'm a coaching staff, I want Lamar Jackson keeping on his feet. Now, the other side of that is how good of a passer is he? Well, don't forget this. Lamar Jackson was the MVP of the league a few years ago, okay? But I think, to your point, V, to keep him healthy, he better not run as much as he is running. It's the NFL, and you got guys that are, you know, 250, 260 pounds that run 4.4s and even getting faster that are going to whack you, and you need to get out of the way. So who do you got in that division in the North, Randall?
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, boy.
The Sting.
Give me one solid why. Why the Cleveland Browns?
I think you get a full season of Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
And everybody's sleeping.
Enough.
Everybody's sleeping on Nick Chubb because he's quiet.
Yeah.
He was one of the top rushers the last couple of years.
No, I don't think anybody's sleeping on him. They're not sleeping on him because
wide receiver Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You just said that because you're a Cowboys fan.
No. I hated to see him leave Dallas. He's consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how old is he now? 30s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's on the other side.
He made a comment. He said if your boy come in.
He put it out. He said he's going to make a phone call.
Yeah, he said he would
his old teammate from
and again, Coach, I think too, and I'm with you, they're entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
Cleveland Browns. Hold on one second. I'm closing my eyes right now.
Yeah, Coach. Entertaining.
No, they're not entertaining.
What is entertaining
about the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I mean, the players that you put around,
it
makes them competitive.
Yeah, I understand.
Think about this. You know, on a Monday night, you know, you see a Cleveland and a Seattle game, you go,
I wouldn't watch it.
I would want to see Deshaun Watson and DeAndre.
That's a good point.
It's competitive, but.
And they're flying under the radar.
Yeah, but
Coach, they are. Nobody is giving them a chance. I'm sitting back watching, saying, okay. Deshaun didn't get a full season last year. He did not. But they came on strong toward the end. So now he's going to get a full season.
Yeah, it is a good storyline in the North. I mean, it is something to look at. The North is actually very interesting to
me. They definitely have two teams.
Yeah, I mean, and Pittsburgh, who knows what Pittsburgh's going to, you know, come out and do. I mean, anytime Tomlin's at the helm, you know, one of them, I feel a little bit underrated as a coach. He's one of the best coaches in NFL history. I think the Steelers, if they only had like three or four coaches ever.
Two.
I mean, you got Chuck Knoll, you got Mike Tomlin, and you got Bill Cowher. And after that, I can't remember who else was their coach. But anyway, so that's the North. Let's go to the AFC South and our Tennessee Titans and talk about that division. Last year, Jacksonville wins the division 9-8. And honestly, the division is the weakest division in the AFC.
Absolutely.
And, you know, has been for a while. You know, the Titans did dominate that division for a couple years for sure, when they ended up being the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. But you've got your Jacksonville 9-8, then the Titans 7-10. And reminder on the, you know, sidebar note on the Titans, they lost seven games in a row, guys. So at one point they were, what, 7-3, you know, and in control of that division. Then they blew it. And then the Colts at 4-12, and then the Texans at 3-13. Does anybody have a chance to overtake the Jaguars in the AFC South?
Absolutely not. No way.
Wow.
I'm going to say the Titans.
Rookie quarterbacks.
Okay.
Rookie quarterback.
Minneapolis Colts.
Okay.
That's true. I mean, Houston.
The Titans.
Houston.
Made no progress. Made none.
What did you say, Sedge?
I said the Titans. He's got a few more weapons around him. They gave him a few more weapons, and they got a better defense than they had last year. So that's my pick.
Coach said defense win championship now?
No, I don't think defense might win. You might win a division because you have a better defense than anybody, but the Houston Texans don't have a prayer. You know, the Colts don't have a prayer, okay? And that's why I've said for weeks now about the Titans. The Titans are my surprise team. My AFC surprise team, and that's for sure. The Titans have senior leadership under center, and that's Tannehill.
That's right.
And they still have Derrick Henry, and they've added some pieces that are going to help. And, oh, by the way, all of Tennessee Titan up nation knows what's happening tomorrow. You know what's happening tomorrow, right?
Tell me.
DeAndre Hopkins is going to be in the house.
That's right.
DeAndre Hopkins. Now, I watched a video clip of DeAndre Hopkins' highlights from last season, and it was titled, "Yes, DeAndre Hopkins is washed up." And the highlights? No. That guy still has it. I want him on the Titans. My team to win the AFC South is the Titans, and the Jaguars are who they are. It's not like the Jaguars won 12 or 13 games. Okay, they didn't. They won, what, 9 games, I think? Yeah, 9-8, right?
But I believe they got a coach now that's a good coach. That's going to groom Trevor Lawrence.
And I think
And I think he's going to be a superstar in this league. He is.
It's going to be interesting to see. The jury's still out on the Jacksonville Jaguars for me. The beauty of it for the Titans is that division really could be won by anybody that just starts playing good. I mean, it's Titans' division. If you don't lose 7 in a row, you're in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Okay, now would they have gone anywhere in the playoffs? I don't know, but we're moving on to the AFC West, and you've had, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, what can you say about them? I mean, they're just good every year. They've won the division, I believe, 6 times in a row at this point. The Los Angeles Chargers made the playoffs and finished 10-7. The Las Vegas Raiders, 6-11. Denver Broncos, 5-12 under Russell Wilson's leadership, which was not good at all. So who has a chance to overtake the Chiefs in the AFC West, or does anybody?
No. If your Chargers may come close.
Are you just saying that because I'm a Charger fan?
Yes.
Wow.
No, Chargers look really good. I just think anybody in that division with Kansas City.
That is good. And they just get better. Rumor has it that the Chiefs might end up getting DeAndre Hopkins. What the heck? I mean, what happens if that happens? Now, they've got cap issues, you know?
Right.
Whereas the Titans have $8 million of cap space, so they don't have a ton of cap space. But I'm just saying the Chiefs just keep getting better and better.
And I think D-Hop, that's why I don't think D-Hop will come to Nashville, because I think in his career now, he's looking to win a championship.
Yeah, he definitely is, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of coming to Nashville, and we'll get on with the rest of the AFC West teams, but in terms of coming to Nashville, if he comes to Nashville, is that the piece that is needed with Burks and Derrick Henry and the senior leadership at quarterback with Tannehill to in a division that's not very good to overtake it? I don't know. We'll have to see. But, you know, I don't think the Broncos have a chance. I know that, you know, Sean Payton now is head coach, so that's going to be a big difference maker for them. The Raiders are just the Raiders. I mean, they just like, I mean, I don't remember the last time they ever did anything ever in the history of football, honestly. I'm being facetious. But the Chargers do have a chance. Mm-hmm. They have all the pieces at running back, your three, you know, two wide receivers with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. And they just picked up the guy out of TCU, drafted him in the first round, Quentin Johnson. Mm-hmm. And,
was 6'6"? 6'6"?
Yeah, and I've watched some of his film, too. So I think the Chargers are the only team in the AFC West that have an opportunity to overtake that division. Moving on to the NFC East. Oh, this is a good one there, Randall. So you got the Eagles, obviously, go to the Super Bowl, finish 14-3. Dallas Cowboys, 12-5. Giants 9-7. All three of those teams made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the Washington Commanders that finished, eight and one. Right. They had a tie. Love ties. I mean, speaking of ties, why do we have ties in any sport? It makes me so mad. Just finish the game. Somebody's got to win the game. Anyway, I could go on a tangent about that too. Randall, who do you think has the opportunity to overtake the Eagles, if anybody?
Cowboys.
Okay, so you're wearing your stars now, and that's your favorite team, and that's why you're saying that. Absolutely. So what other reason are you saying that for?
I think they're going to simplify the game a little bit more. The offense coordinator had last year was, they aired it out too much. I mean, they did not have ball control. And I think with them now, I think they're going to resign. I believe, they're going to resign Zeke Elliott.
Okay.
I believe they're going to resign Zeke because, I mean, the other running back is coming off a broken leg. And
Pollard.
Yeah, Pollard come off a broken leg.
He's a good runner, by the way.
Awesome.
Man, I like him.
Open
yeah.
field, scat back type of guy. Miss him. He's taken to the house. I think we're going to control the ball a little bit more, and I think that's going to be beneficial to us. Because our defense is awesome.
I don't think anybody has a chance to overtake the Eagles in this particular division. Not a prayer. I'm not going to put my money on Dak Prescott. I mean, he's throwing for a lot of yards in the league. He's okay. I mean,
so why are you saying that? Why are you saying nobody can jump?
Because the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. I think they should have beat the Kansas City Chiefs last year. I do. I'm just telling you, they're the best all overall. Their coach is incredible. They've got superstar wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Brown, why did you leave us, AJ Brown? Come back to Tennessee. He looked happy on the Super Bowl, on the field and in the Super Bowl. And, Super Bowl. They've just got superstars over there in Philadelphia. I just don't see them overtaken. They seem very connected. Let's move on to the AFC North, Sedge.
Wait a minute. I picked New York. I picked the Giants.
To overtake the Eagles.
Eagles?
Yes. I picked the Giants.
Shocker of the day.
I picked the Giants.
I want to hear this one. I want to hear this.
Okay, why?
Yes. Well, okay. They played pretty good last year. They did. They had a nice little run midseason. They looked good.
They did.
They did okay in the draft. I'm just basing it on that. The Dallas. Now you're a Cowboy fan. I see them overtaking Dallas at least. Yeah. Okay, maybe they don't get the Eagles, but I think they end up in the second slot. And that's
all right. Well, we'll go with that quickly to the AFC North. Sedge, we're going to start with you. Then we'll jump to the NFC South real quick. But the NFC North, You got the Vikings winning 13-4, Detroit 9-8, Packers 8-9, and the Bears 3-14. Your Bears, Sedge. So who has a chance? Does anybody have a chance to overtake the Vikings?
I'm going to say my Bears. My Bears. Boy, I'm a Bear fan till I die. We've got this is the third year for our quarterback. We added some really nice pieces.
You did.
Our defense should be pretty stout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say my Bears are going to win the North Division.
Keep this recording.
The Bears.
I'm going to say Detroit Lions.
Okay, I am too. I'm gonna go with the Detroit Lions. Yeah. Sedge, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go with the Detroit Lions for a lot of reasons. Coach Campbell, his leadership,
and
what he did to get that team a winning record, just a winning record in Detroit is a major accomplishment. And I see them doing that. I see them winning the division.
And Goff is a good quarterback.
And I see them as a potential in the NFC Championship game.
Thank you. Goff is a good quarterback.
Now that's a stretch. But going on to the South, oh my gosh, when I looked at the standings in the South last year, you talk about a bunch of teams that are bad. I mean, Tampa Bay finished 8-9. Every team a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, Falcons. I'm going to run through these because we got to get out of here, and I've got a question I want to ask you in the final seconds here. But the Panthers 7-10, Saints 7-10, Falcons. Who's going to overtake? I don't know. I mean, can we start a different division? I mean, can we add four more teams from maybe? Hey, I got an idea.
Wait till the new man comes.
David, I got an idea. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Alabama, Georgia,
Ohio State.
That's three teams. I can't think of a fourth. We'll put Vandy in there. No, we'll put UT. We'll put Tennessee in there. That's the new NFC South, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first on the League Sports Talk Show. And lastly, we go to the NFC West, which my surprise team is going to be the Los Angeles Rams. You have the 49ers at 13-4, the Seahawks at 9-8. I don't see Geno Smith continuing another year. He was comeback player of the year last year. The Los Angeles Rams were 5-12 after a Super Bowl. Total devastation there. I believe in Sean McVay. I think he's going to turn that program back to what it was a couple of years ago. Arizona Cardinals 4-13.
Mm-mm.
And my surprise team in the AFC is the Titans. My surprise team in the NFC is the Rams. I think the Rams are going to turn it around. And who's going to play quarterback for the 49ers? I mean, is it going to Purdy? Is it going to, I mean, who knows?
Trey Lance
at this point. But we only have a couple minutes left, guys, and I'm going to ask you a way too early. You just have to say the name of the team because we got to get going here. But a way too early Super Bowl champion in the NFL. Who's your way too early, Sedge? Just say the name of the team, and we'll move on to V.
I'm going to say San Francisco.
Okay, what do you got, V?
Philadelphia.
What do you got?
Kansas City.
I am going to go with the Buffalo Bills to finally win a Super Bowl. The Buffalo Bills, you heard it here first on the League Sports Talk Show. Hey, guys, listen, this is sponsored by Nashville Toyota North. We appreciate you. David, the producer in the house.
Thanks,
this show goes way too fast, but a lot of nuggets. We had some fun today and some predictions and things like that. We've got this recorded. It's going to be on Spotify. Also, go check out our Facebook page, which is The League Sports Talk Show on Facebook. Check it out. Make comments, all that fun stuff. And we're excited. I see you out there, Nashville. I see you. And it's football season 365 days a year. But we talk about all the other leagues, too. And we will crown a champion Monday night in the NBA Finals. So thank you for listening, guys. And look forward to hearing from you. Look forward to seeing you. I'm out. Going on vacation. Bye-bye. See ya. Bye.